Young Folks. And that was Peter Bjorn and his friends. Now, if that didn't wake you up, it certainly woke Robert Garnham up. Hello, good morning. This is the full Totnes Breakfast Show, and I'm lying in for Mr. Peter Shearn, who's on his holidays. And it's going to be quite a long old holiday, I think, because he's officially left the show. No! But I think we're going to lure him back with some enticements. Let's try and... When Robert comes on at 8.20, he's our fab guest today. Mr. Robert Garnham. Yay! The Professor of Whimsy. And a few biscuits, really. So he's coming on at 8.20 to talk about his poetry life, his poems, and we shall delve into his mind, into his socks, indeed. So, broadcasting today from the boudoir, as usual, because I just thought, well, if I'm taking this show over at 8 o'clock, I'm not going to move very far, right? So I'm doing it from bed with Mr. Martin Seeger, who's next to me, who's our fabulous human being on the weather and also the traffic. But before we do that, let's have another vibe. What were you gonna have?
Mr. Brightside.
Hey, have a Mr. Brightside. Come on, Brightside. Mr. Brightside and the Killers. That's basically the second high voltage song to prepare you for the Professor of Whimsy, Mr. Robert Garnham, at 8:20, because he's very high energy. And actually, I was trying to think the last time I saw him. I don't know. It could be when we had that little bit of unlocking, and I made a poetry film. I think it was then, but I'm going to check in with Robert about that. And talking about that poetry film, the Totnes XXX, the International Women's Day, a whole kind of festival is coming about, and that film is going to be shown on the 17th of October at our fabulous Totnes cinema. So I should be flagging it up to everyone who was part of that film. Chris Plant, our filmmaker, Mr. Martin Seeger, our composer, and all the people involved, Robert Garnham, Matt Harvey, Susie David. It will be madness, I'm sure, to go on obviously Bev and Pete as well, and Saf Juno. But we shall get all the names together closer to the time and hopefully get Lee Fries Green to come on the show and talk about the entire festival, which kicks off on the 14th of October in Totnes. So hello, Totnes, the full Totnes breakfast show, and to our listeners in Dartington and obviously further afield. Now, if you recognise my voice, it's only because I shout a lot in Totnes, so you will hear it round and about. But today, actually, bit of a sore throat. I'm just going to check in with my own personal weather. So, bit of a sore throat, coughing in the night. Don't worry, that's stopped. And a headache. Uh-oh. But I do feel okay. Maybe a bit chilly because I'm sort of out of the duvet. But right next to me in the boudoir on the bed is the man who brings you the best of the best of the weather. So I'm just moving the microphone across, almost leaning onto his body. This could get a bit urgent. Here we go, love.
And do we have the jingle this morning?
Oh God, yes, yeah, sorry. What's the weather? What's the weather? Whether you should go outside, bring a brolly or a lolly.
Thank you very much, Julie. Actually, today I don't think we'll need a brolly. Any morning showers, I think they're all finished actually here in Totnes, but they'll be finished by lunchtime, it says. But I think we're clear of those, and we're going to have a pleasant dry day with lots of sunny spells.
Ooh.
But it's feeling a little cooler in the breeze, and the maximum temperature is only 15 degrees. Yes, so it's got a bit cooler, but it's certainly going to be a bit better today.
Fantastic. So we've had the weather. What about the traffic? What's the traffic? What's the traffic? Whether we will cross a road, cross the road, cross the road. Honestly, we are getting jingles. It won't be like this. In fact, Di Levy, our fab guest from Monday, said she'll do them.
Excellent.
Woo!
Yeah, traffic news. Nothing special. Just normal rush hour going on at the minute. And at night, there's a lane closure in both directions from Buckfastleigh on the A38. So between 7 in the evening and 6 in the morning. They'll be doing that for a few days from now, I'm afraid. But still one lane going in each direction. There we go.
Brilliant. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, Martin Seeger, for our weather and traffic, which we promised faithfully to Peter Shearn that we would continue. And in fact, we've been very remiss. It has been a very busy time. Please forgive us, but I must get on the Full Totnes Breakfast site on Facebook and hoist our Monday and Tuesday show. Tuesday was with Chris White, Monday, Di Levy, the punk pop indie singer from Australia, and fabulous Chris White, who is a poet and producer and a thoroughly good egg, actually. And so I'm very excited at 8:20. Well, I'm sort of building up to it now to bring the man himself on, because he's a mad, mad troubadour who has just, he's, well, you just can't stop him, basically. He is a relentless magician of words, of entertainment. I mean, I can hark back with Martin about a time at the Cot, but there have been so many times with Robert, but a time at the Cot where we both almost lost our bowel. Can I say that? Certainly our stomach.
A bit early for that, I think.
It's a bit early for that bowel, the B word. But it was like he was emitting laughing gas. And he put a blonde wig on and he had a pink feather boa and it was hysterical. And oftentimes we kind of lose ourselves to this man. But I'm so excited to introduce you. And the thing is, you know, I want to, with this show, the Full Totnes Breakfast Show, I did kind of run it by Peter about doing the Rovig reporter stuff. I'm really excited about that. Now, whether it will come about, but I just think being out there, it's a bit early for Totnesians, isn't it, really? 8 o'clock in the morning. But I'm hoping Martin will do the roving reporter to start off with once I get the hang of this new technology, because I used to broadcast from the cat litter room, and now we are in this beautiful arena. No pong, thank you very much. But I thought that he'd start by going off into the environs that we call Totty and finding out what the weather is really like for him. So he could be, you know, telling us that he's in a marvellous pool of sunshine or something like that, or whatever. But actually, I contacted Riverford yesterday and asked if I could broadcast from their kitchen, because once I'm au fait with this technology, then actually I can broadcast anywhere as long as they've got internet. So that's a bit exciting. I think it's time for a tune. What's our tune?
Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, we got the Arctic Monkeys before Mr. G. See you soon then, G.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that fear that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. You can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You laugh you, cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for surrounding you. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you. I don't know if you feel the same I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways?
Sad to see you go.
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Little bit of the Arctic Monkeys and Do I Want to Know. And we're going to get Rob at Garnum on the telephonic communicator. Oh, here he is. Well, hopefully. Hello.
Hello.
Is this the Professor of Whimsy?
You're through to
to the Professor Whimsy, yes indeed.
Oh my gosh. So is this Paignton HQ?
It is indeed, yes.
Ah, fantastic. Mr. Robert Garnham, welcome to the Full Totnes Breakfast Experience. I'm standing in, or sitting, or lying in for Peter Shorn, who's on his long holidays. We're delighted to have you here. We want to know what's been going on, because you are, as I said as a little preamble, a little bit unstoppable.
Well, I did listen to your preamble, and I was blushing with your kind words. But yeah, I've been really busy lately. I've been putting a new show together, which is it's going to be at the Exeter Fringe on October the 17th.
Amazing.
Yes, so I've been working hard on that. And my new book came out this year, so I've been working hard, you know, trying to promote that and getting gigs and things like that all over the place. And yeah, it's been quite busy, actually. I've actually had actual gigs with real people in actual real places.
This is what I want to delve into, actually. Mm. Because someone, I think it was Chris White, actually put on Facebook the other day, are there any gigs happening? And I said, well, not as far as I know. So yes. You're telling us that you've been out there to gigs. Robert, tell us where you've actually been performing and in what sort of capacity.
Well, I took my new show to the wonderful Guildford Fringe a couple of months ago. That was a lovely gig. What else have I been doing? I've performed at a couple of open-air festivals over the summer. I was at a street festival in Plymouth 2 weeks ago, actually.
Oh, great.
And I loved that. That was amazing. I performed at somebody's wedding. That was a bit weird, I can tell you.
Was it?
Yes, that was in Basingstoke. A friend of mine got married, and he said, oh, could you write us a poem? And he said he wants a science fiction theme for it, and love. I thought, oh, thanks very much for that. And I actually performed it at the actual wedding ceremony, and that was just, I tell you, that's the weirdest thing I've done for quite some time.
But you see, now you're telling everyone that you have this potential, you'll be getting a rush of applications, people saying, I'm getting married in Antigua in a couple of weeks. We'd like to fly you out.
Yes, well, you know, I'm open to all offers.
Exactly. You're a very good self-publicist and producer. I mean, you have all the skills that I would say that all poets, performers, actors would be very envious of, because you just seem to make it feel very, very easy to just move out there in the world, Robert. Not just that, but you have the wonderful gift of words. And as I said earlier in the preamble, I was just recalling one particular event that we have witnessed, but there's been many where we have lost the plot with laughing so much. So what you have been bestowed upon with all these great gifts. And so it's quite exciting, isn't it? Tell me a little bit about the title of your new show, because I know at one point you were filming with somebody in a theatre. Was that this new show of yours?
Yes. I've started working on it in April last year, which it happened to coincide with the start of the lockdown, as everybody remembers. But I'd hoped to start on it then anyway. It was just a coincidence. And it accompanies my new book. My new book is published by the wonderful people at Burning Eye. And
Yay.
The book is called Yay! And it's a collection of upbeat poems, trying to bring some light into, you know, it's been a pretty naff few years, for a lot of people. And it made, you know, got even naffer last year when the pandemic and the lockdown and everything else. So I decided my next show would be based on the book. Mm-hmm. And I just took some poems and I kind of joined the dots and made it all into a little story, really, mm-hmm. about one person's search for happiness and the poet in residence on a fish factory ship and kind of getting to know the crew and what makes them tick and what stories each member of the crew has, and it all kind of ends in their own realization of what it is actually makes them happy. But you'll have to watch the show to find out what that is.
Definitely need to watch the show.
Yes.
So did you film the entire show?
We did, yes. During lockdown again, one of the many lockdowns we've had, I really wanted to film it because I knew that there wouldn't be the opportunities to perform it over the summer. So I contacted a local film director called John Tompkins, who I really recommend for anyone who wants something filmed.
Brilliant.
And I thought, I'll be really cheeky. I'll ask the local theatre down here, the Palace Theatre in Paignton, if they got a little side room I can use to film it, just like a little black box area. And they said, oh, what the hell, you can use the whole auditorium if you like, as long as you don't have an audience. So yes, absolutely. And they were so nice. They did it really cheaply for me. And we had a wonderful day filming it in an actual theatre. It was amazing. It was kind of surreal as well to have an absolutely empty auditorium and doing this show. And of course, for purposes of the camera, we had to do the show like 3 times. So I can tell you, by the end of the day, I was pretty damn knackered. But
it
was a lovely experience. And what he's come out with is amazing. I really enjoy watching it myself.
So were you part of the Edinburgh Festival sort of in a virtual way as well?
Yes. Once the film was edited and uploaded, we put it into the virtual Edinburgh Fringe. And that was with the company that I usually go with, PBH, Free Fringe. So they put it on their website and, people could actually watch it. And they got some audience that way. And it just felt like I was part of the Fringe again, which I've really missed for the last couple of years.
I bet.
The annual jaunt up to Edinburgh, up to Old Reekie.
So it's
out there now. It's available on my website. You can watch it on my website as well.
So give me the address of that website. Is it www.robertgarnham?
Yes, how do you spell that? It is www.professorofwhimsy.com.
Yay. So if we want to watch it, we can do that. Isn't that brilliant, Robert? So the name of your book and the name of your show is...
Yay! And the show is called Yay! The Search for Happiness.
Brilliant.
And that is going to be at part of the Exeter Fringe on October the 17th, Sunday, October the 17th.
What time are you performing that?
That is... I've got the leaflet right here because I have forgotten. There's you saying I'm so good at publicity.
Well, you are good.
I've forgotten the time. It's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on October the 17th.
And will that be with a sort of socially distanced audience, or is everyone back packed in?
It is socially distanced, yes. It won't be like full capacity in there. It's a room in the Phoenix, and I think there's 60% of the room is being used instead of the usual 100%. So, there will be social distancing in place.
Okay. Oh, but that's good to know. So it's at the Phoenix Theatre on the 17th at 7 o'clock. Quite easy to remember, isn't it? And they can come and see your entire show, is that right?
They can come and see it for themselves, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the duration of your show? What's the timing on it?
The inspiration, did you say?
The duration.
It's an hour,
okay.
An hour, yes.
Brilliant, Robert. Now, do you want to tease the listeners with a couple of... photographs of you in the bubble bath. No. Would you like to tease the listeners with some biscuits and your poetry?
I will do just that, yes. Why not?
All right. Okay,
it's
go on.
It's the breakfast show, and I know a lot of people do enjoy a nice cup of tea with their breakfast. And I also enjoy a nice cup of tea. So what I've done, as you probably may have heard before, I've actually done a rap all about tea because I like it so much. So if it's okay with you, Ms. Mullen,
please.
I shall do my tea rap. So here we go. I'm rapping with my tray and I'm gonna move your way. This is what I have to say, because what I need today is a cup of Earl Grey. And that would be most pleasant. You know what is new? It's the things that I do. I spit my rhymes so hard and they're coming at you. I hang out with my crew and my homies too. I say, hey lads, would you care for a brew? One lump or two? I'll be mother, shall I? I'm a funky mother cuppa lover, got a cuppa with my supper, but my plans you cannot scupper. Put no milk in, watch me splutter. I'm the bread and you're the butter. Got a scone, too, add it to my song. Gonna make it disappear. Scone. Yo, sup, pass me your cup. If you wanna have a coffee, then I guess you're out of luck. Got a caddy, who's the daddy with his caddy. Got a teapot, got a cozy, got a decaf, makes me dozy. And I prefer the milking first, if you really must be nosy. Cause I'm wild and I'm free, and it's brewing, you see. Cause seriously, this is all about tea, this is all about tea. Thank you.
Yay! Yeah, Martin is clapping. I can't clap because I've got one hand on the phone and one hand on the microphone. But you're, I'm certainly mentally clapping. That was so funny. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
So, Robert, tell me a little bit about you as a toddler growing up. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, when did it first occur to you in your... Were you very young when you sort of started writing poetry, or was it, you know, a couple of years ago? How did it all start for you?
Well, I'd always written short stories ever since I was really young. I mean, I was at first school, and I remember when it was raining, you couldn't go out and play in the playground like you normally could. So they used to give us pens and paper to do drawing, mm-hmm. and I used to just write stories. So it started really young, and it just carried on. I just carried on writing all through my teenage years, right through to when I was doing Open University. And then I kind of got into performance poetry by accident. I went along to a night and thought, oh, I could have a go at this. So it's only back in 2009 that I wrote my first actual poem. So, yeah, it took quite a while before the poetry kicked in, mm-hmm. but I'd always loved comedy. From an early age, I just loved laughing and making people laugh by saying or writing something really, you know, silly or hopefully funny. So that instinct has always been there. And when I started performance poetry, I just thought performance poetry had to be comedy. So that's what attracted me to it. So and as you know, down here in South Devon, we got kind of like a comedy performance poetry enclave. It's sort of most performers are the more comedic vein, you know, as, mm-hmm. as yourself, of course, and people like Shelley Zender, mm-hmm. Matt Harvey, Jackie Juno, Steve-O, and various others. It's kind of like a little comedy poetry enclave down here, so it just seemed natural just to carry on with the comedy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that is certainly, you have got the funny bone for sure, and it
I
is
see a doctor about that.
It is so hysterical. I mean, literally, it's actually great even to be talking about this with you, because it makes me reminisce quite a lot, and therefore almost stepping back to those days where we didn't have to worry about all the shenanigans. But talking about, you know, the funny enclave and all that, well, what's going to happen? Because, you know, Chris White did flag up online saying, you know, are there any poetry sort of nights happening? Who's got a regular night? Because I want to put it out there to tell everybody. And I said, from my perspective, you know, no, I'm sorry, I don't know of anything that's going. I mean, what's your take on this? What about... you know, your show that you ran in Torquay, and indeed the one that's in Paignton as well, and all the shows that you're part of, what's the future for them? Have you discussed it with anybody, or, you know, had a conversation with yourself, really, about this?
As for Big Poetry and Stan's Extravaganza, we're still waiting for it to be safe, because both of those venues, as you know, were quite tiny. They're like... performing in somebody's living room, and sometimes it crammed like 40 people in there, so you can't really do that. But I do have an announcement, so are you ready for this? Here we go.
Come on, Dan.
For your diaries, October the 22nd, which is a Friday, at Paynton's Palace Theatre at 8:30 in the evening. There will be a performance poetry open mic.
Ooh.
And it's going to be in a bit on the side of the theatre, which used to be the badminton hall, so it's huge. It's got lots of space and it will be socially distanced. But yes, performance poetry is coming back to Torbay in Paynton, of all places.
Ooh, well, I bet you Chris White will want to know about that.
I shall tell him, yes.
Yeah, because he did put it out there to actually sort of, you know, could he spread the word about what's going on. That's fantastic news, Robert. That's something you've put together, have you?
Well, it was the idea of the Palace Theatre, and they actually contacted me after... Oh, that's another thing I did over the summer. I did my old show, Spout. Which
oh, yeah. Loved Spout, yeah.
At Palace Theatre. That was a good gig. And afterwards, they'd had this idea to hopefully do a regular night of performance poetry. So it's just a tester to see if it works.
Yeah.
And if it does, who knows? It might be a regular monthly occurrence. And yeah, we'll get some poetry back in Torbay. I think that'll be really nice.
Definitely, Robert. You're definitely the king. The king of poetry. And we need you to lead the way. So the entourage will follow you.
Crazy.
And also, of course, you were part of the Word Cafe film that we put together. And I did make a flag up about that happening on the same day as you're performing at the Exeter Festival. But I think it's in the afternoon. It's the film is being shown at the Totnes Cinema as part of the International Women's Day. It's a bit late in the year because that's normally March. But Lee Fries-Green, who's put it together, worked very hard with lots of a team of people. So we're going to be showing that film at the Totnes Cinema, of course, and you are part of that, and a most hilarious part of it. And do you know, honestly, when I came to film my little bit for it, I was actually a bag of nerves. I was so, like, completely phased, because I've been so busy kind of being there and saying, okay, this is your bit now, go on, Robert, or whoever it was, and just standing by my bunker with you. And you all made it look really easy. Even 12-year-old Izzy Mattesini was like, yeah, I've done this a million times. She hadn't, but it was as if. Everyone was very relaxed and lovely. And when it came to mine, I was a basket case. So anyway, but at least we've got that film going out there. And so I'm really pleased about that. And you are telling all our listeners of the Full Totnes Breakfast about the 22nd of October at the Palace Theatre in Paynton. It's a brilliant news, and I think we need some more poetry, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you got a poem up your sleeve?
Okay, well, I tell you, I do one from the show.
Okay.
And it is... I just tell you the background of this poem. I wrote it for the end of the show, and it's not in my book, Yay, but it is available as a postcard. So if you order the book, you will get a free copy of this poem.
Brilliant.
And I wasn't sure about it when I was putting the show together. So I popped it at the end, and it's not a 100% comedic poem. And then the reaction to it, I did it a few times at festivals, was really positive. So I've kept it in the show, and I'm going to do it for you now. This is the poem that ends the show, so here we go.
Okay.
For many years, I didn't know. I had to guess. Time moved so slow, the aching that I felt from deep within. But only now in retrospect, the truth is out, I do suspect. I really don't know where I should begin. I feel so great. I feel so free. If someone stole my identity, they'd probably take one look and give it back. Be yourself. Be who you are. Your obvious truth. You've come so far to show the world the things that it has lacked. There is no shame. There is no doubt. I know my place, and my place is out. It's really not an issue anymore. If life's a drag, then drag along and strut your stuff and sing a song and give it large and dance on life's dance floor. Embrace yourself, do so with glee, approach each day so merrily, and don't let anything negative get in your way. Be yourself, not someone other. Don't hide away there undercover. And if you do, just smile and then say, yay. So there we go.
Yay! Martin is clapping in the background.
At the end of the poem, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, that was absolutely wonderful, Robert Garnham. I've got one final question for you, because I'm intrigued. Now, I know that the late Victoria Wood, she said something that I connected to. This is long, long, long ago, probably one of her interviews, that she spent her morning doing the kind of networking business side of her career and the afternoon writing. And that, for her, was a winning combination. Can you tell our listeners on Sound Art Radio kind of how you motivate yourself and how you kind of move forward through your career? Because I think that's really fascinating. Each person's so different.
Well, you know, it's remarkably similar, actually. I always make a little list of all the things I need to do. I do split the day into, like, the admin side, and then there's the creative side. And the admin side, I usually keep office hours. So I start at 9 o'clock. I do everything on the list that needs doing, and then have lunch. And then the creative side, is definitely the afternoon. So that's when I do the rehearsing or the writing or anything else. And then I just kind of loosen up, really, and just leave myself open to my brain just wandering off in whichever direction it wants to go, you know. So I can be there, like, sitting down with a pen and paper, and then I think, I wonder what happens if I got this musical instrument out and just messed around with it for a bit. And then it's just playing around, really, and just seeing what comes and being loose and just enjoying the chance just to be creative and, dare I say it, stupid, really.
Yeah. No, but that's fantastic, Robert. I think it's a really good clue to anyone listening who's wondering how to kick off. But you clearly have amazing self-discipline as well, because, you know, at a drop of a hat, I'm diverted to hugging a dog or a cat or looking out the window or indeed anything, really. I have to really force myself to actually be very disciplined, but it just seems to come so naturally to you. So we're all going to be having to suck those lozenges that give you this amazing gift of just basic discipline. And also, what I loved about what you just said is the ability to, yes, do your admin in the afternoon, get down to creativity, but then loosen up. Love that bit. That's fabulous. A good clue to anyone out there who's maybe starting. But, you know, you've already been on television, Robert Garnham. And you've done loads of fabulous gigs and Edinburgh year after year. You're so focused and hardworking. I know it is a question of time before Robert Garnham is on the lips of everyone. So thank you so much for being on our show, Professor of Whimsy. Just
thank
another flag up that you can see Robert Garnham on October the 17th. At the Phoenix in Exeter at 7 o'clock. So do get your tickets. It's all worked out that it will be socially distanced, so you hopefully be very, very safe. And also the Palace Theatre on October the 22nd, which is a Friday, I think you said.
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. And do you have a timing for that as well?
Yes, that starts at 8:30 in the evening. It's quite a late start because they've got they had a double booking with, I think, the synchronized trampolining championships.
Fabulous.
They had to move it across from another venue because of the low ceiling. quite a few of them were injured.
Are you part of the trampolining scene?
I was with a friend of mine, Doug. He works as a clown for the local undertaker. You've probably heard about the undertakers get really depressed because of so many funerals, so they have like a private clown they keep in the back just for themselves.
So,
yeah, me and Doug used to do the synchronized trampolining, but I won't be doing it that night because I'll be too tired for the gig then.
Oh, you've made my day. Robert Garnham, thank you so much for being on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Julie.
And all the very best. Loads of love from us.
See, thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye, Robert.
Bye.
He went out with a bang. That was hysterical. The very super talented Mr. Robert Garnham, thank you so much for being on our programme. Let's have a bit of a tune, shall we?
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away, and the only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe, it's washing over me. I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. In a way I know my heart is waking up as all come tumbling down, closer than I've ever felt before. And I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. And I can feel you breathe washing over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing.
Feel the magic floating in the air, and being with you gets me that way, Robert Garnham. Certainly that interview was wonderfully thick with magic, and of course he got us in hysterics at the end. Yes, he definitely has the funny bone. In fact, it may have been invented when his mum gave birth to him. So loads of dates for you to remember. Pop in your diary, great. And if you want to look him up and see the film, it's www.professorofwhimsy.com. That's what he told us, Robert Garnham. So go and look him up and have a look at the film. I think you'd do well by doing that. So Totnesians, that was Faith. Faith Hill, that song, and Breathe. It's a good idea, isn't it, to... Ah, that was great consolidation. Everything in that song just made me feel, yes, lean into the energy. So today I felt a little bit sort of, bit of a sore throat, headache. That's my weather. And had a bit of a cough in the night. But it's, I tell you what, comedy is so healing because I feel completely different. How do you feel, Martin?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Yeah. He was busy laughing away and clapping. So we're going to have a great guest tomorrow, Helen Gilbert, who is the producer at Med Theatre. So we'll be talking to Helen, who, by coincidence, lives in Totnes. Actually, we went to Fingal Bridge. Kerry Priest had invited us. And also we went with Di Levy to see a fab show. Do you remember the title of it, Martin?
Salmon.
So we saw his fab show and incredibly well produced. So we'll be talking to Helen Gilbert tomorrow, who, as I say, is based in Totnes. Now let's have another tune to put in the mix. What are we going to have?
It's called Take on the World.
Ooh, take on the world.
Just say the word, we'll take on the world. Just say you're hurt, we'll face the worst. Oh. Can see the pain in your eyes. Oh, believe me, and I have tried. No, I won't pretend to know what you've been through. You should know. I wish it was me, not you. And just say the word, take on the world. And just say you're hurt, we'll face the worst. Nobody knows you the way. Step out of the shadows and into my life. Silence the voices that haunt you inside. And just say the word, we'll take on the world. And just say you're heard. Just say the word.
take on the world. You, me at six. Another great song to follow. Our companion of the day, Mr. Robert Garnham. And I was just thinking about Julie Walters and indeed Victoria Wood and the greats that have made us all laugh. I mean, so many names, men and women. What an incredible gift it is that if you can actually make someone laugh, it changes the whole human environment, their body, their mind, their spirit. So Robert Garnham is a medicine man, as far as I'm concerned. And just to flag up again, you can see him on the 17th, 7 p.m. at the Phoenix, doing his show, Yay! That's your ticket for happiness. And again, you can see him on the 22nd of October, 8:30 at the Palace Theatre in Paignton. And tomorrow, our guest, Helen Gilbert, producer at Med Theatre, really is worth kind of tuning in for that, because what my perception certainly is just this incredible professionality, really professionally staged show outside that we saw at Fingal Bridge, with a very strong kind of message, but not overplayed. And not just that, but I can really sort of feel from them, they work incredibly hard of getting, you know, the message out there that there's live theatre to be watched in the local environs. So well done, Helen Gilbert, and we'll connect with her tomorrow, find out what's going on. But meantime, a huge thank you to Martin Seeger, our weather and traffic human being. Thank you, Martin.
That's fine.
And obviously to our Robert Garnham, thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock for the full Totnes Breakfast on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. See you then. We'll go out with Yanni and Rainmaker. Here he comes.